Hello, hello, hola, buenos dias, everyone. Welcome. This is episode 33. I am your host, Lucelania, and this is the Radiant Sessions podcast. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone who sent me well wishes, messages of support, encouragement, prayer from last week. I absolutely appreciate it. It was a rough one. I'm still working through it, but I'm better. A lot better. And taking that time, prioritizing my needs and doing what was best for me was very beneficial. And so I appreciate the grace and the understanding that you all extended to me during that time. And I hope that you extend yourself that same kind of grace and understanding in your times of need as well. This week, I want to talk about style, fashion, and how that relates to sensuality. Interestingly enough, if you are listening to it this week in September 2021, we just saw, if you pay attention to pop culture, that they had the Met Gala in New York at the Met. And as usual, you know, everybody's combing through all the celebrities and what they wore and, you know, whether we liked it, whether we didn't. If you are aware that the Met Gala is a themed gala, then you might also be talking about whether or not you think that what someone wore fit the theme. Did you, even if you did think it fit the theme, did you like it? Who was best dressed? Who was worst dressed? And for me, I like to also comb through the lesser known people because, as we know in media, they pick and choose, you know, the people that they think they are going to gain them the most eyeballs. And there are quite a few people, a lot of people who attend the event who don't get the same amount of press, but were absolutely gorgeous, had amazing outfits, made, you know, significant statements with their choice in dress or suit or whatever the case might be. And I think it actually highlights, you know, my main point about style, about clothing that I want to make, in that, you know, what we wear sends a message. It is a form of communication. And there are a lot of reasons and a lot of ways to interpret the messaging that people are sending. And oftentimes, the person and the message that they are wanting to send isn't always the message that is being received by the person who is looking and consuming their choices. Because our perspectives are different. Our lens is oftentimes very different. Sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's a little more profound in their head than it comes off to us. But I want to talk about that because, well, personally, I have not the Met Gala by any means, but I do have a banquet coming up that I'm attending. And you know me personally, and if you don't know me, well, I think at this point, if you're listening and you've been listening to the podcast, you might know more about me than a lot of people know who might be aware of my existence in quote unquote real life, because I have shared a lot. So yeah, if you know me, you know that I enjoy dressing up. I love a good stiletto heel. I love just expressing myself through my clothing and feeling feminine and just being pretty and, you know, just being cute and being fly. Like, that's just something that I've always enjoyed. And for me, it comes from watching my mother. When I did live with her in elementary school, she was a model. And so a lot of times we got the privilege, my sister, who is about 3 years younger than me, would be able to go with her when she did fashion shows. Sometimes we even got to walk in those fashion shows. She did a lot of photo shoots. She also was a singer in a band and also had like a girl group that actually got signed with a label, but it didn't go as far as they had hoped. And she, you know, in just her personal life, took a lot of time when she was well, because there were times where she wasn't, but when she was at her best or most favorite self, she took a lot of time to look a certain way, to present herself in a particular way. So I would oftentimes like stand at her doorway in the bathroom watching her put on makeup. Now, she wasn't as strict as my grandparents, but she definitely had her strict ways. So there was no putting on makeup at that age for myself, but I did watch her a lot and, you know, watch her put her Cindy Crawford mold and line her lips and how she would do her eyeliner and the little curls she would put in the front of her head and, you know, all these little things. And because she did fashion shows, she would also walk around the house on her tiptoes to kind of train her feet to be used to walking in stiletto heels comfortably. And so naturally, my sister and I would follow suit and would walk around on our tiptoes. Again, she was strict, so we weren't really able to wear heels until I think about 16, 17. And even then, it was only shoes that she considered to be age appropriate. So, yeah, this is something that I've always loved from a young child. But to be very honest, I wouldn't say that, even though I've always loved dressing up and wearing heels and this and that and the other, that it hasn't really been until the last few years that I really feel I have begun to develop a personal style that I really truly love, that I think really complements me, my body, my fashion style sense, my personality, all of these things. And I truly do credit my journey in sensuality for that, as well as, you know, being more mindful of the food that I eat and how certain foods make my body feel and how it affects the way my body looks. And, you know, some people will definitely say that, you know, oh, fashion isn't important, style isn't important. Is it the most important thing? Absolutely not. But I definitely believe at my core that how we present ourselves, how we feel in the clothes that we wear is very important to a certain degree. And as women, because that's who I'm speaking to, and specifically Black women, we oftentimes have grown up, if not all the time, you know, in some way, shape, or form, you have received some kind of messaging about certain clothing and what you should and should not wear and why you should and should not wear that. And dare I say that it likely is because you don't want to, you know, be labeled a slut, a whore. You don't want to look like one of those women. So don't dress like that. From school dress codes and how Black girls are held to even higher standards, although the dress code is for everybody, but oftentimes they're the ones that are being penalized at higher rates than their other counterparts. And so you have that. You have just, you know, social rules out in public. You have, you know, rules, quote unquote, rules in church or other religious settings. You have the rules in your own family, because our parents and grandparents have their ideas of what is appropriate for a girl to wear. Funny enough, one of my sorors had posted a TikTok of a young lady who's Jamaican who had recorded an audio of her grandmother making comments about her sister wearing cutoff jeans. And I won't attempt to do a Jamaican accent because I think that's terrible when people do it and they're horrible at it. But in essence, what she tells her is like, oh my gosh, you have these holes in your jeans and you're just giving someone access to your vagina. Like, it's right there. And it's like, what? But they really think that and believe that. And you walk in the house and they feel like, because I'm your grandmother, I'm your parent, I'm your uncle, I'm your auntie, that I have every right to tell you that you look like a whore because you have holes in your jeans. And so it's no wonder many of us, if not all of us to some degree or another, battle these ideas and carry around this burden and are just so overly conscious and have really negative ideas, not just of our bodies, but how we adorn our bodies, how we dress our bodies. And some people could care less and wear whatever the hell they want. And some people are very, very conservative and not necessarily going to say that one is right and one is wrong, but I will say that wherever you fall on the spectrum, it's important to reflect on what is the motivation. What is this the choice that you're making of your own free will truly, or is this something that you're doing in reaction or in response because you don't want to be judged? And do you actually feel good about it? Do you feel good? Do you feel beautiful? Do you feel confident when you walk out the door from the most scantily clad to the most covered up? How do you actually feel? Shannon Abels of The Simply Luxurious Life says this: dressing for ourselves, for our own comfort, our own confidence, is a sensual decision. When we dress with sensuality in mind, we dress for ourselves, and we then elevate not only our chin as we stride forward into the day, but our mood, sense of unique beauty, and the overall quality of our day. And I think that was a beautiful quote and really highlighted some important things that I want to make when it comes to your own personal style. Do you consider your own comfort and your own confidence in your decision in what you wear? Or do you wear what you think or what people say is appropriate for your body, for your age? Because there's ageism that comes into play with style choices as well. Once a woman gets to a certain age, she's expected to not wear tight clothes or short clothes or revealing clothes, because God forbid she still sees herself as sexy or sensual and decide to dress in that manner for her own confidence. And of course, I am driving home that point that it's about your confidence and your comfort. Now, let me make this point too. Again, not that it's a problem wearing sweats or whatever, but I don't want us to all either get to the place where we are, oh, this is what's comfortable, and we're wearing things to hide because that's what's comfortable. Be very careful about being lazy and what's going on with you if you are being lazy about how you're dressing. What is that saying to yourself about how you feel? What message are you sending to other people about how you feel about yourself? And see, and the thing is about style, like there's this intangible thing that kind of makes it hard to kind of pinpoint, but I'll try to explain it. And I'm pretty sure if I could explain it the way I'm thinking, you'll understand. You can see a person and how they're dressed, and they're not showing any skin, and when I say any skin, like it's not super short, it's not super low cut, it's not, you know, whatever, but the air in which they carry themselves, you're like, oh my God, she is a sexy, beautiful woman. And you can see someone who is doing all those things. And not to say that they're not attractive, but the clothes tend to wear them more than them wearing the clothes. And now again, I'm not saying this to judge anyone, because again, I truly believe people have every right to wear what they want. But I bring that up to drive home the point. Like when someone wears something and they are truly confident in it, the thing and that the energy that they give off is really about the confidence that they exhibit in what they're wearing than it is actually about the clothes. And you know, it's also why I'm talking about style versus fashion, because I don't follow fashion trends. I really don't. I'm not that person. I wear what I like, what I think makes me feel beautiful and look beautiful, and those things need to be in alignment for me. And quite frankly, my style is very eclectic, in the sense that you can't really, oh, well, she wears all edgy stuff, or she wears all, you know, it's more romantic, or it's more, oh, it's all sexy, or it's like, it's really truly, you know, what I'm feeling on that day. Like I really, when I have somewhere to go, I'm getting up and, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm looking at the weather so that my clothes are weather appropriate. And it's like, hey, what am I feeling? And I'll put clothes on and I'm really checking in with, how do I feel in this moment in this dress? Or, you know, I wear mostly dresses, or even occasionally when I wear jeans. Like, how do I feel in this? Do I truly feel confident? Do I feel beautiful? Do the items of clothing that I have on complement my body and the shape of my body in a way that I find pleasing? Is it comfortable? Am I going to walk around constantly trying to adjust, or am I going to walk around and be really self-conscious about what I look like and what I'm wearing, or what people are going to think about what I'm wearing, or how I'm going to fit in or stand out? Because sometimes we don't want to stand out. Sometimes we just want to go below the radar. You know, all of these things play into, you know, my choices. And I encourage you that if you don't come with a certain level of intentionality with how you present yourself in the clothes that you wear, that you start to ask yourself these questions. If you don't feel like you have your own personal style, you know, go to the store, try on some things, take a friend with you and ask them, hey, pull some things that you would want me to try on that I may or may not ever really want to wear. And just ask yourself some questions like, why does this make me feel uncomfortable? How does this feel on my body? How does it look? How does it frame me? And really just play around with it. That's the other thing too about clothes. Like, I enjoy putting on clothes, putting outfits together, like with this event that we have coming up. You know, I'm looking, like, I hadn't shopped in a while intentionally, trying to save money. So I was like, oh, I'm going to put aside some coins and treat myself to a little dress. And just, I like online shopping because I prefer that. It's just better. But, you know, I'm looking and just seeing what pops off the page for me. And, you know, what am I trying to communicate? How do I want to feel? Do I want to give them a moment? For me, the answer to that question is usually yes, because it's fun and I like it. And so, you know, I found a dress that most people would probably think I wouldn't wear, because a lot of people have this idea that all I wear are, you know, things that are tight or, you know, short or low cut or whatever. And so I'm gonna give them a little something different. But when it came in and I put it on, I was like, yes, this is it. This is exactly how I'm feeling. This is what I'm trying to communicate. This is the choice in dress that I want to wear. And it becomes fun to decide, well, what am I going to do with my hair? And what jewelry am I going to wear? What shoes am I going to wear? What purse am I going to carry? But here's the thing. A lot of people are probably not going to like what you wear. They're probably not going to like how you present yourself. And so it's really important that you're able to do that work to be confident in what you're wearing and how you, because everybody's going to have an opinion. Again, if going back to the Met Gala that I mentioned earlier, like, will I ever go to the Met Gala? Probably not. Do I care? No. But yet I can watch this thing and have all the opinions about what these rich people are wearing and whether I like it, whether it's ugly. And if we're doing that to people who are much more wealthier than I am, or than, you know, we are, I don't know how much money you make. If you got some, let me hold a dollar, sis. But yeah, like, everybody's going to have an opinion. And oftentimes those opinions are coming from their own social conditioning about what women are supposed to wear or what we're supposed to wear in certain settings. Or it's coming from a place where they, whether they realize it or not, are uncomfortable with what you're wearing, maybe because they want to wear it. Maybe because the confidence that you're exuding is not a confidence that they have. And so they become triggered by your essence, as opposed to being inspired. Because a lot of times we can, and this is beyond just what we wear, but who we are, how our personalities, how we show up in the world. A lot of times people will have this attitude about, like, well, who does she think she is? Because whether they are honest about it or not, they really truly feel oppressed. And how dare you be free when they have chosen to stay oppressed? In some ways, in a lot of ways, as Black women, there's a lot of oppression that we have to deal with that we don't choose. And so I definitely don't want to come off as victim blaming. But then there are other things that we can exercise some authority and some power and some control over that we don't, because we are still blinded by our oppressors and what they have told us. And so personally, do I, in a lot, especially at church, do I tiptoe or cross that line? Yes. And I'm fully aware it is not an accident. When I do it full knowledge that someone is likely going to be uncomfortable. And honestly, in those times, I hope and pray that someone has the audacity to approach me respectfully so we can have a conversation. Now, disrespect me, you're not going to like the response. But I've been able to have some very mature conversations with people who were honest with themselves about their discomfort with my attire. And, you know, women who are older than me. And we were able to have that conversation and unpack what they were feeling and what they were thinking and why they were thinking it, and come away from that conversation realizing how they dress is okay for them, how I dress is okay for me, and their discomfort is truly theirs. It's not mine. Nor is it my responsibility to police myself for the arbitrary benefit of others, especially for the gaze of men. Because a lot of times, especially with women, their discomfort really is about what we've been taught, which is that it's our job as women to protect men from their lustful ways by not tempting them. And I say this tongue in cheek, but I really, really mean it. The way my confidence is set up, I wear a paper bag, and you got issues with lust, you gonna find me absolutely gorgeous in that paper bag. Your imagination is gonna run wild of like, ooh, I don't see nothing. I wonder what's under there. Because again, it's a you issue. It's not a me issue. And quite frankly, despite what people think, I don't dress for their gaze. I dress for mine. And that's the confidence that they see, that either you love or you hate. Because I appreciate the compliments and the acknowledgments? Absolutely. I've gotten a lot better about accepting them. I used to not be really good at it. But do I need them? Absolutely not. Because I got to a place where I realized, if we're healing, it's everything. It touches everything, every part of my life. And how I dress is an extension of the work that I've been doing inside and reflects that on the outside. So I hope this helped and, you know, got you thinking and asking yourself some questions and maybe even willing to step out there and try something new. And I am not a stylist by any means. I can refer you to a couple that I've seen that I like their work. But if you would like a sensuality coaching session that is specific to your attire, how you dress and your style, please, by all means, go to my website and connect with me or send me a DM on Instagram so we can set something up. If you're in the Maryland area and you want to meet in person and really start to dig into your beliefs and ideals around clothes and how that shows up in your life, by all means, I'm open for that. If you're not and we want to do this virtually, then we can definitely set that up virtually. Just go to my website, www.lucilenia.com, or connect with me on Instagram at The Radiant Sessions. That's THEE Radiant Sessions, and hit me up there. I'll send you a link for an appointment. As always, thank you for your time, your attention, your love, and support. Until next time, stay radiant, shine bright. Much love. Adios.